Hello, I am Ashley L. James, and this is BOBs in the Burbs. This is an interview series that shines a spotlight on Black-owned businesses in suburban areas. And today, my guest is Ayana Petway, and she'll be telling us more about her business, the I Am Creations. Hi, Ayana. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for being here today. I'm so excited to talk with you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. Thank you. Thank you.
Perfect. So let's start by just talking about your business. Tell me about how you got started and let's just hear your story.
So my business is called DIM Creations or DIM Creations. It stands for Do It Myself. Basically, I am a customized everything business. I do everything from t-shirts to different clothing apparel, little trinket gifts, party favors, memorial items, anything that you could possibly think of that could be customized, I do it. So I've started in 2018. Mm-hmm. It really kind of started with, I made my two boys costumes, their Halloween costumes. One was a Rubik's Cube and the other one was a Lego. So many compliments, like more than you buying a, you know, like just like a purchased costume. So right. After that, I kind of just started doing everything on my own, just kind of like customizing some of everything. And then after a while, I kind of turned it into a business. Mm-hmm. After my father passed, I was looking for something to kind of take my mind off of that. So I kind of just started branching off from doing like glasses. I was glittering glasses and different things like that. And then I jumped on YouTube University and I started seeing where people can do t-shirts and stuff. So then I started with t-shirts. And as my clientele got bigger, everyone was like, hey, can you do this? Can you do this? And I'm thinking like, probably not, but I'm going to say yes.
Right? Because it's with myself. Right. So I'm
going to
figure it out.
Basically, I figure it out. And then I just started branching off from there. After about a year or so, I just started doing it full time. I got, you know, enough clientele and it just started rolling from there.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I love that. I love everything about that. So you're a mom. Tell us more about how that's been, like balancing having a business and being a mom.
Woo! that's a job within itself. Right. It definitely takes discipline. And it also takes lack of sleep sometimes, because a lot of times, you know, like during the summertime, it's kind of great because I can kind of work on things and I don't have to worry about being 100% into mommy mode. Mm-hmm. As the school year starts, it kind of gets like a little bit, you have to kind of get yourself on a schedule because you're checking homework, you're doing school drop-offs, you're doing school pickups. So I have to kind of delegate time or allocate time to where I can solely focus on business stuff, working on orders. And I kind of got into the process of having the boys help me because I have three boys. Oh. And having them help me helps them, but in turn it also helps me because they feel like, you know, oh, we help a mom with the business. Mm-hmm. And they have fun doing it, and I also am able to keep them occupied and still be able to get right.
Yeah,
so they're kind of like, because hopefully, you know, this is longevity and it'll become, you know, family business, and one day, you know, they'll be running it. So it'll kind of give them the opportunity to kind of see, hey, this is what mom's doing when she's stuck in her office all the time, you know. Mm-hmm. And kind of just get a feel for it and become experts at it by the time they're old enough to actually start doing things on their own.
Yeah. Okay, that's beautiful. Oh, I love that, because then you're incorporating the element of, you know, them showing them how to be entrepreneurs and showing them how to run your business. Or if they decide to, you know, take it in a different direction or do multiple business.
Exactly.
They'll be ready. So exactly. That is a beautiful thing. And then So going back a little bit, we didn't really talk as much about the suburb that you're operating in. So where are you at and what is it like running a business there?
So I am in Harper Woods, Michigan, like right next door to Grosse Pointe, because kind of like just right there at the border. Mm-hmm. Because I'm home based, that's the beauty of everything, because I get to reach out to so many different communities. You know, I travel so many different places, whether it's the city or if it's the suburbs. Well, where I'm working at now, it does give me an opportunity to kind of reach out to the community. You know, a lot of people reach out to me because, hey, we want to do business local, whether, you know, like t-shirts or setups or anything like that. So I do get a chance to meet some of the community people and kind of learn all the different like opportunities or different things that they have, because so many things I didn't know existed in the community. By me doing this, I've actually learned, like, oh, I didn't know we had this here. Or like, we have like a craft store that's right 5 minutes away from me that has everything. And they do like different activities for children. So it's like I'm learning so many different things about the community. Yeah. You know, just working and kind of networking and getting to know different people.
Very cool. Okay. So when you're talking about networking, what are the kinds of groups that you're in, or just the type of people that you're talking to and stuff like that?
Yeah. So, kind of networking. Well, my son's a football player. So with sports being big with the schools, I'm able to network with different parents who wants different things. They'll see something, cause I'm that mom, that extra bags and things, all that type of stuff. So when they see it, it's like, oh, that's cool. Where did you get it from? Oh, I made it. Oh, you did? Yeah. And, you know, networking from there. One mom will tell another mom. Another mom will tell another mom at another school. And then, it kind of just goes from there. So my networking for my business, 95% of it is word of mouth. I'm in different, like, community groups, like, via social media. But when it comes, like, you know, face-to-face, like I said, just dealing with like schools, that's how my networking goes. And like I said, the craft store, I'm in there a lot. And then I'll meet other crafters, you know, and they'll specialize in something else. And then I'll specialize in one thing. And then we get to talking to each other. Oh, well, let me get your social handle, or let me get your telephone number if I need help with this, or if I need help with that. And then that's kind of how we kind of keep everything together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh man, that's perfect, because you're not just taking yourself out of your whole community to figure out a new network. You are right there networking every day and being able to incorporate your business into your everyday life. Mm-hmm. So that's really cool. I love that you carved that out for yourself.
Yeah. It makes it easier for me to maintain the business. Because it's everyday life, you know, it's something that people need every day. Something that I offer, somebody will need it. Everyone's having babies, or someone's graduating, or, you know, someone's getting married. So it's always a different milestone or a different occasion, something that I can actually help with. So that makes it a lot easier.
Absolutely. And how cool is that, that you get to be there for all those beautiful moments?
Yes. I have clients, and it's so funny, I have clients where she did her birth announcement with me. She, you know, told her mom and her dad that she was expecting. Mm-hmm. Then we did the baby shower. Then we did the first birthday. So, like, I've been there through every
the whole way.
Exactly. And it's like, oh, I did this for you, and then I did this for you, and I did this. So you build relationships with your clients too. So I love it. I love it.
Oh, that's great. And so you mentioned social media a little bit ago, and how you part of what you use it for is networking with other businesses. And girl, I'm seeing your posts all the time on Instagram, so I know you're always posting on there. One thing that I noticed about your strategy is that you incorporate personal life too. It's not just your business, and just business posts, not all about promotion. So what was your thought behind that? And, or was that on purpose, or was that something that you just kind of did as you went along?
Well, you mean like my personal stuff along with, well,
yeah, incorporating that into your business.
Yeah, for starters, it's easier for me to be personable, you know, with everything. And if we're talking like in terms of separate, you mean like separate platforms, like keeping my personal platform opposed to my separate platform?
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
For me, it's a lot to keep up with, you know. And social media for me is a big, big, big part of my business. And I feel like when people know you personally, like I don't share a lot of personal stuff, but you can come into my life with me. You know, you can see what I'm doing. You can see my milestones. You can see my celebrations. You can see some of my faults, you know. So people feel comfortable coming to me with certain things because they kind of know the personal side of Yana, opposed to just knowing them creations and feeling like you are supporting just a random business. When in actuality, when you first started following me or when you first added me as a friend on Facebook, you really were just following them creations. But then as you got to know me, you know, it's like, oh, you know, I like her. She gonna be good. And that's how I get to learn my clients, because I see them. I follow them. So I see what they like. I see what they don't like. I see what they post. So when they come to me, I'm able to kind of assess what will work best for them. Like, oh, I'm looking for this. I'm looking for that. Okay, well, you'll probably like this. This may work for you more. So it helps me with my clients as well as them getting to know me too.
Right. So you're really building that know, like, and trust factor.
Yeah.
Plus you get an inside view of who it is you're working with because you connect with them on the different social networks. And then you can kind of look at, you know, what they're posting about, what's going on in their life.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. I love that strategy.
Yeah.
So is there anything else on that you do on social media that helps you with your business?
Well, no, outside of just like posting, but I also look for suggestions. What do you want to see more of? You know, when I'm doing, because with my line of business, things change so quickly. One thing can be popular one moment and then it drifts away. It can be popular again, then it drifts away. So I like to reach out to my customer or either anybody, my followers, anybody. What do y'all want to see more of? What is it that's missing? Which, you know what I'm saying? What are you missing? What do you want to see? What do you want to have customized? Or if I come up with something, hey, what do y'all think about this? Do y'all think that this looks good? Do this, you know? So I kind of get a lot of ideas from social media, you know? Really, I'm trying to get off into the reels, like the video content. I'm not an expert at that. I do have younger kids that are kind of learning the different like cap cuts and what's the other one? TikTok and stuff.
Yes.
So yes.
I love that TikTok.
Yes. So I tried a couple TikTok videos and I'm like, whoa, okay. I don't think it's that difficult, but because I don't use it as much and I'm trying to go through all my products and everything, I'm like, okay, do this go here? Do this go here? What song goes there? And I see so many other content creators. It's just like flawless. You know, it's like, okay, one day I'm gonna get to that level. And once I do, then I'll, you know, be able to start reaching out more that way, because I do know like a lot of people who are in the same line of business as myself, they use TikTok a lot. They use a lot of reels. They do a lot of those things. And for me, if you know, trying to help my business grow, I do know that I need to start venturing off into that, but I just haven't at the moment.
Yeah. But that's okay. I think that it's important when you're thinking about social media and figuring it out that you really start where you are, that you build to that, like you're already doing, because you're not going to be super professional on your first video. You know, you have to get there. I'm just happy to hear that you're like, you're not feeling a whole lot of that missing out, fear of missing out type of thing. You're building to that next
level. Yeah, I'm gonna get there. And it's funny because I post most of my videos are like blooper videos. Like, look, y'all, look what I tried to do. You know what I mean? Like, but you can still see the product. And that's the fun part of it. Even though the video the product is still there. So you'll still see it, you know. So it's a learning process for sure.
Absolutely. Okay, cool. And so you are in the thick of it, doing your day-to-day business journey, and you are a Black woman, obviously, and there are other people coming up behind you, women, men, and we're all trying to figure out what to do next. So what type of advice would you give the next generation of Black-owned businesses?
Research, 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 research. Whatever it is that you want to do, research. I tell myself a lot of times, and I tell a lot of people because I have a lot of people who want to do what I do, and they come up to me or they message me or something. They'll ask me, "Hey, how did you get started? What did you do?" And I always tell them, like, if I had a did more research than what I did then, I would be, I wouldn't say much better off, but it would be a lot easier for me now than what it is. Although I love it, I think research is a big thing. Definitely don't get discouraged. I see a lot of people that get discouraged when they try to come out and they think that they're just gonna blow up and their business is just gonna take off. Don't get discouraged. It's gonna be slow at first, until you get your clientele. So just keep promoting, keep pushing yourself, keep putting whatever it is out there. I don't care if it's a product or if it's a service. Promote, research, and just keep at it, and don't be afraid to ask questions. The social media is big. Social media is big because a lot of things that people do, they have different groups from people all across the country where you can get in there, you can ask questions to kind of perfect your craft or perfect whatever service that you're trying to perform.
Yes, I, oh my gosh, that was a whole master class, basically. I agree with all of that. And yes, I really appreciate that. So let's get a little bit more into fun stuff a little bit. So what are you reading, watching, listening to that's really got you going these
Being a
days?
football mom, I have a junior. He's a varsity football player, so I'm kind of knee deep into that as well. Standing on the sideline, screaming and yelling. Don't know what I'm screaming at because I don't watch football, but I just see my baby. So when I see him running, I'm screaming.
There you go. Yes, that's all you're there and
I'm
you're
there.
active and you are rooting him on. So that's what matters. I love that. Okay, so anything that you're listening to or songs that when you get into your zone that you're just listening to
We
just keep you.
for me, like when I'm working and stuff, because I call when I'm in my area doing my stuff, I call it the lab. I listen to a lot of old school music. Like I'm an old school head, like really old school, like Anita Baker, the Isley Brothers, like those are my people. However, Diddy has dropped the album. And I like it so far. I have it's like 20 something songs on there. That's a plus because we haven't had a 20 something plus album in forever. And it's so nostalgic because it's like real like R&B, like the R&B we used to listen to as we were younger. Not to say there's anything wrong with the music now, but it just kind of gives that feel of what we were listening to. So I'm kind of taking a listening to that over the last couple of days, trying to because I heard like a whole bunch of good reviews on it. I said, let me listen to this. And first few songs, I was like, okay, see you out here.
What's the song that is definitely on your playlist where you like, soon as I, from the album, you're like, soon as I know something that, from the album?
From Diddy album? It's a song with shoot, Mary J. Blige. I can't think of the name of it right now, but it's a vibe. I gotta think of the name of it. But as soon as you, because I'm on Tidal. So as soon as I go to my thing, I look for the song. I can't think of the name of it, but it's featuring Mary J. Blige. I love it. You can't miss it. It's on there. It's like towards the bottom of the list. But yeah.
Okay, perfect. We're gonna find it. We're gonna listen to it. We're gonna be vibing with
Yes, please do, because it's a vibe. It's a bop, as they say, it's a bop.
All right, so we're gonna go ahead and end it here. Where can people follow you, learn more about you, all that good stuff?
So my Facebook page is Your YOUR Dim DIM Creation CREATION. That is my tag for Facebook. My tag for Instagram is Dim Creations. DimCreationTions. You can also check out my website. My website, I am always posting flash deals, specials, new. That's where you can find most of my new items because I'm always adding products. And that is www.dimcreations.com.
Yes. Okay. We're going to go to that website, get some deals.
Yes, get some deals.
Yes.
Sign up for the emails because I always try to send out different coupon codes. So be on the lookout for those. And like I said, that's where you can catch all the products where I drop them at week. I try to drop them weekly. Something new, something different.
Yes.
And yeah, that's the place to find me.
Okay, perfect. And I have one more question. So you're in Michigan, but do you ship to other places? Like, are you able to work with people in other states?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I do ship to other states. Turnaround time generally is 3 to 5 business days, plus your shipping. And shipping is normally 2 days. So just depending on what you need, definitely it can be done. It can be done.
Okay. See there. She got y'all. All right.
Yes, I got y'all covered. If y'all need thing.
Love it. Okay.
And Christmas time is coming.
You said what?
Said Christmas time is coming. It's perfect time to get your custom gifts.
That's right.
And like I said, check out the website.
Yes, will do. So thank you so much for being here with me today and chatting with me. This has been an amazing experience. You have shared so much great information and I'm so excited for people to find you and you get even more business and
yes, love it. Well, thank you so much for having me. This is so awesome that you're shining light on all the different Black businesses. That way we can network with each other. And if it's something that I need, definitely, I love it. I really appreciate it. Doing great things.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. And you have a great rest of your day.
You too.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
All right, my people, that brings us to the end of this episode of BOBs in the Burbs. If you're interested in seeing more interviews like this one, please follow ALJ Digital Marketing at the social media channels listed on the screen. I will add Ayana's socials and the other things we talked about to the show notes. So take a moment to check that out at the link in the caption. Thank you so much for joining me today. And until next time, remember, we out here too. Thanks. Bye.